Welcome back, listeners, to our Faith Builders podcast. Today is the second segment on our series of prayer. Last time I addressed the question of simply, what is prayer and why we pray? We need prayer as a way to communicate with God. And like our human relationships, the better we communicate, the stronger our relationships become. Today's segment will be looking at the how and when God answers our prayers. Matthew 7, verses 7 through 10 states, "Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. Is there anyone among you, if your child asks for bread, will give them a stone? Or a fish will give them a serpent?" According to the Bible, God will answer our prayers if we just ask, right? The simple answer is yes, but there is nothing simple about the plans God has for us, and there's a reason for that. In Matthew's passage, he's comparing God to a parent. And after all, God is our Heavenly Father and loves us so much more than even our parents here on earth. So let's look at our prayer life compared to that of a parent-child relationship. In our prayer life, we may ask for very specific things. But God doesn't answer our prayers the way we may want them answered or when we want them answered. Look at a child who is hungry and is begging for a cookie. A parent is moved by love and pity for that child and will nourish that child. But a parent may choose to give them an apple or a sandwich, which is a better choice for them. The child may only understand that they didn't get a cookie, not realizing that the hunger they were feeling is no longer there. So often, God answers our prayers and we don't even realize that He has. God sees the big picture of how everything and everyone is connected, which is something we aren't able to see. For example, a woman may pray for a long time about a job that she really wants. It turns out that she doesn't get the job, but instead finds a less desirable job. The job, however, turns out to have great benefits and health insurance, and several months later, her husband develops a serious illness. The job she wanted wouldn't have had the coverage to cover the medical costs. Only God knows what is best for us. And as His children, He only wants what's best for us. Sometimes that comes with helping us to develop virtues we may be lacking. Prayer doesn't always change the situation. Sometimes it's meant to change us. This could be why it seems like prayers take forever to be answered. During that time of waiting, we could be developing an increase in prayer life, strength, patience, or trust in God. This is where we turn our prayers to not necessarily getting what we ask, but having the strength and insight to see and accept God's will. It seems that there are people who have one tragedy after another happen to them. We may never understand God's divine plan for this. We do have to remember that God doesn't affect free will, and bad things do happen due to the choices of others. But when we are suffering, God isn't ignoring us. He is walking along and suffering with us. Like the poem from Footprints in the Sand, the man noticed only one set of footprints during the time of his life when he was suffering the most. God replied to him, "It was then that I was carrying you." Jeremiah 29, verse 11 reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future." Next time, we'll wrap up our series of prayer. We touched on the first segment with the what and why, and today we briefly discussed the how and when. So next time, we'll discuss the who, but more specifically, intercessory prayer. Until then, stay hopeful, be prayerful, and keep building the faith.